All right, in this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at Unified MMA 51 in the headline attraction, which goes down on June the 23rd, and the interim bantamweight title is going to be on the line when Eric Shelton gets into the cage against T'Shea Guthrie. And great having T'Shea on the show. How's everything going, man? You having a solid day so far?
Yeah, busy day. Long already.
Yeah, and when did you get word that you would, you know, be on this card? This seems to be a big one. I mean, Unified MMA always on UFC Fight Pass, which is a great platform, but just a big event seemingly in Niagara Falls, Ontario, and just being a big part of that Niagara top team fold. Like, when did you initially get the bout offer for this one?
I think April, because, like, they're supposed to have a card in April that I was supposed to fight on, and then got canceled because UFC was having a fight the same day, so they canceled it. And right then and there, they're like, well, we're coming to Niagara in June, so let's get it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's an awesome card, like I said, close proximity to where you normally train at and everything. It seems to be, you know, good representation across the card. Some familiar names all throughout, just people who train in that southern Ontario area, like Cody Chovanchuk on the card there, and seeing some other names like Bobby Poulter and, you know, Tom Theocaris and everything. So it really seems like good representation of, like, the up-and-coming Ontario guys and all.
Yeah, it's going to be a stacked card.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And, I mean, this seemed to be something you were kind of mapping out a bit even the last time we were talking, just getting some form of, you know, bantamweight gold going and everything like that, and this one being for the interim, you know, bantamweight championship. So how excited were you when that component was kind of put out there to you, the fact that there'd be a strap on the line here?
Like, I expected a strap. I wasn't too excited. I kind of demanded it. I was like, I was supposed to fight for the strap my first Unified fight, but Noah Ali's a little bitch and keeps saying no. So this one I was like, yeah, make it an interim or fucking, like, what's the point? Just not even for the strap, I just want to go 5 rounds.
Yeah, just in terms of getting that next, you know, set of experiences in your career and getting more familiarized with that.
Yeah. And it's a fight. I just need to fight, man. It's been too long.
And that's interesting because I feel like the last couple of times we've talked, you've been saying that this Noah Ali fight is one you've been trying to get going and everything and hasn't really panned out. Like, do you think this could, you know, be a situation where you win this title and then it gets upgraded to a lineal title? Like, do you see Ali eventually fighting you at a later point in the year, or maybe not so hopeful because seems like some past instances have been kind of scuttled, as it were?
Nah, he's soft as fuck. I expect me to win this, KO this guy, and then we're in the UFC. That's what my manifestation has been. I don't want to fight no more regional. It's time to get paid and fuck around with the big boy, you know what I mean? These guys are just stepping stones. Well, this guy's a big fucking big name, right?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, in that context of wanting to vault yourself to the UFC, I mean, this guy being a former UFC vet, I think it could serve that master for you for sure.
Yeah. That's why we said yes, and because no one else was down to fight, so fuck, we had to fight someone. Excuse me.
Yeah, and I mean, like you said, I feel like you're, I mean, no disrespect to anyone on the regional scene, but I feel like you're very much at that level with some of the other, you know, NTT compatriots like Jasmine, Jazz DeVicius, and Aaron Jeffrey, and different people fighting for, you know, promotions like UFC and Bellator and stuff like that. So I get what you're saying. Definitely, like, a long time coming, for sure.
Yeah. That's exactly how I feel.
And yeah, some great work to be had with NTT consistently, no doubt, but kind of wanted to get some insights into some late February Las Vegas work we seem to be getting. I saw some pics with, like, Marab Dvalishvili and Patchy Mix. Can you talk about what that experience was like there?
That was the best, man. That blew my confidence right up. Patchy Mix has been my boy from, like, 5-6 years ago. We grew up on the amateur scene, and then, like, he turned pro pretty quick. Because we fought at King of the Cage a lot, right? so we would always see each other and shit. So it was good to train with him. Now he's a million-dollar man, bantamweight champ. I got to get good rounds with him, Marab, and Phil Marab was great because he's what, number two in the world. Like, if that's the best in the world, it's fucking very achievable. You know what I mean? Because, like, we sparred, but fuck, I know he shows up game day, if I were to show up game day, fuck, I got my money on myself. Anyone, any fucking one, though, right? But it was good to get that confidence, because, like, just to feel them and see what the highest level is, I'm like, it's nice.
Yeah, that's cool. Probably, like, imparts a certain level of confidence. And like you said, I mean, a good way to gauge kind of where you're at on that global level. It seemed like it really served that.
Yeah, no, for sure. I will be the best in the world one day. That's what it kind of just cemented in my mind. Like, I already knew it. And I just feel on that level, feeling what I have to do to be able to become the best. I'm already doing it.
Yeah, and just you love to see it. I mean, it seems like, I mean, I feel like we always talk about this, but I still just love the story of how Niagara Top Team seems to continue to, like, rise in prominence just from, like, the days in the basements to, like, the seemingly, like, ever-growing awareness of it, like, week to week, event to event.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, to be honest. I was just watching some of the one video of Jazz and all of us going down in the basement for one of the UFC film crews. The fuck, it's just crazy. Now we're doing what we're doing now.
And I mean, great tiers to the gym in general. Like, I mean, obviously it's great. Like, some of the aforementioned names I rattled off there who are where they're at in their development. But it seems like there's, like, a real, you know, communal support dynamic for even some of the guys, like, on the come up and stuff like that. Like it seemed like you were cornering Kevin Visser for his, you know, very short notice, like 2 hours notice fight that he had kind of recently. And, like, just some of the stuff with, like, Muay Thai provincials and, you know, people competing for, like, thick boy promotions, like some of the rising kind of younger talent. So how does it feel to kind of, like, be part of that communal culture and sort of be there to, you know, help guide those guys as you grow in your own efforts there?
Man, it feels great. B-Mark's put me and Cody in charge of the Muay Thai team. Because we both fall a lot, like amateur kickboxing, Muay Thai, and like just coaching in general gives me much more respect for the game. Makes me think deeper. I fucking love coaching. Like you said, Kevin Visser. I think I was doing a private, and he was like training Saturday, and he comes up to me. He's like, "Yo," he's like, "they need a C class, 55." I'm like, "Go check the weight, 55." I'm like, "Okay." I'm like, "Fucking drive up there, go make weight, and we're fighting." I made the call, and I called D-Marks, and D-Marks was like, "Yeah, man, if anyone can do it within an hour's notice, it's Visser." Because he's been with us for, like, 5 years now, so he's going to make it soon turn over to MMA, too. We got killers coming up, man. Like, we got some 16-year-olds that are just assassins. Like, fuck, the come-up is going to be crazy. Like, we're coming up. I feel I'm getting older in this game. I'm looking at these youngins, I'm like, oh, my God. It's going to be crazy. Canada's going to be put back on the map if they haven't been after last weekend.
Yeah, and it really does kind of have that, you know, feel. I felt like it was a big weekend in general. Like, there was a good BFL card that segued into, obviously, like, a big UFC event that took place. And, I mean, the talent has very much always been there, but it feels like the spotlight is finally getting sort of put back on Canada, and seems like everyone's, like, really out there and performing in a big way. So definitely something I love to see, and I would think that you share in that sentiment too.
Yeah, I know, it's great. Just big things coming, and big things have came and gone. Just keep pushing forward. Like Jess said in our one interview, we win and we move on, and then we fucking keep grinding, right? Like, it's just one win, one big night, and then on to the next one. That's all it is. It's just a journey. Just keep staying, like, focused and cool. Like, after I beat this guy, it's just a little step.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Keep yourself grounded and kind of ready for whatever happens next. But kind of in talking about your opponent here, like, it seems like a guy you were very much aware of when the offer came your way, just having been on that 24th season of The Ultimate Fighter, and some notable names on the resume like Jared Brooks and Alessandro Pantoja, Tim Elliott, etc. And definitely a good amount of experience. So was there a level of excitement when the bout offer initially came your way? I guess I got the kind of vibe from what you were saying that you like very much knew this opponent when the offer came your way.
No, actually, I didn't know him at all. Never heard of him. I just knew he was a UFC vet. D-Mark just messaged me. He's like, yo, let's take this guy. He said yes. I was like, he said, just watch him quick. He broke down how he thinks I can beat him. And I watched him. I'm like, oh, that's exactly how I beat him. And then I was just excited because I got a fight, to be honest. And he's a UFC vet, so I know once I start him, we're in. Everything he's done, like, in his career is great and all that, but I'm just going to take it all from him. Fucking, that's my time. You know what I mean? It's like, it's like hard to be excited. Like, right now, I'm not really that excited just because I'm fucking tired, man. You know what I mean? Been a long camp, I'm ready to fight. Just, nah. Like, this week is usually the week where I'm just chilling, calm, relaxed, trying to get over the last hard week. When I got the fight, I wasn't excited about the opponent. It was more just I can fight and hurt someone. It's been 7 months. You know?
Yeah, I was going to say it's been quite a bit since the last time we talked. Like, I mean, as of this recording, it's been like around 6 months since that last fight against Morgan Rhines and everything like that. So, yeah, I guess it's one of those things where you're just looking to get out there and show what you've been working on too and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be just nice to get back in there. Show the world what I've been working on. Show them my striking. They haven't seen it in a while, so nice to put that out there. He thinks they can't strike, but he's about to find out.
I was going to say, I feel like anyone that's like been watching your fights, though, has really, you know, seeing that progression in your striking, not that it was ever in like a bad way necessarily, but it seems like it's really become like more and more prevalent through your fights and just like what you're doing to ramp up the skills. Does that almost embolden a certain level of confidence? Because it's like, I feel like the people watching you can see the growth in the striking and how, you know, demonstrably effective it's been, especially in conjunction with like the wrestling base that you have to kind of work around with that. So does that impart a certain level of confidence? Is it like a chip on the shoulder thing almost? Like, oh, I'll show you, buddy. Like,
yeah, pretty much. I just want to fucking, I'll show everyone. So I'm just confident, man. My skills, my abilities. I'm like, the difference I think between me and anyone is I go in there willing to take your head off, and if I get caught, I get caught, but I ain't stressing so I can stay calm. I mean, win or lose, I'm fucking happy. Like, I'm happier, obviously, if I win, but if I get knocked the fuck out, it's not the end of the world. The thing that makes me different than other people, I ain't stressed about that type of shit. I ain't thinking about that. I'm okay with whatever happens, but trust me, I'm gonna catch him.
Yeah, do you have a particular, like, visualization of when that would transpire? Like, is there a certain ending sequence or a juncture in the fight you see this one getting wrapped up in, or not so much, like more just be fluid and adaptable with whatever may happen?
I'll be fluid and adaptable, but I can see myself landing a flying in the third or fourth. I've been catching him in sparring against high level guys, so I can see that. That's what I'm envisioning, that's what I've been practicing, and that's what I've been doing fucking since how many fights now I've been throwing flying knees, and usually when I throw them they land. I haven't put anyone out with them, but I'm going to put this one out. I'm going to throw it with
him. Yeah, definitely an exciting proposition. That could be a cool sequence to see end the fight or just to see in the fight in general, but it's always good getting to talk to you ahead of these different fights. I was actually, it was kind of funny, I was noticing that it was like a bit over like 4 years since we've been doing interviews after that pro debut at BTC 6. So yeah, it's been a little bit of doing these for sure, and I always appreciate you making some time, man, but just wanting to be mindful of your time and everything. Is there maybe any final parting thought you'd want to add as we're kind of wrapping up, TJ?
No, man, I just, yeah, you're right, I appreciate it. I think you're the first one to interview me right after my pro debut. Fucking always appreciate it, man. Just tune in UFC Fight Pass or come watch in the fall Scotia Center, I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah, fucking hell of a night. Got all the boys fighting. motivated more than ever, best shape. My mindset's phenomenal. Body's great this week, like no bumps or bruises. I had my last sparring last Thursday, and fucking, I was taking people out, finishing. I was going to spar this Thursday, but nah, I'm good. I'm physically and mentally bulletproof. Just tune in, and then we're going to, that's it, we're going to finish him, and the big show. I don't even want contender. I just want the big fucking show. And that's it.
I mean, I think winning some hardware in the biggest, one of the bigger, if not the biggest shows in Canada could definitely, you know, serve that. And very excited for Unified MMA 51 and stoked to check things out on June the 23rd there. But until then, you have a good rest of your night, man. And yeah, thanks so much for the time again.
No, thank you, brother. I appreciate it.